Hi, it's Greg and Lucky.
And this is our podcast. If you don't catch us from 5 to 9, this is what you missed.
It's 7-Eleven. Or Lucky, what is that?
The place of your next employment. Yeah,
well, you could say our next employment.
No.
When I go down, you go down. We're sinking this ship together, buddy. This is the Titanic, and we're going down.
I'm hoping I have the keys to the lifeboat. Whether or not you get a seat, I don't know.
If you think you're that character, what was his name, the terrible dude, that would be you. You'd shove me overboard. I'm not staying in the bottom bunks. You and I are in the bottom bunk.
Steerage?
We're going down together. You're not fancy pants.
There's no room on this door.
That's right. I know you. You wouldn't pull me aboard.
You. Good luck, Jack.
It is Rock Mornings, as mentioned. There's something, it's a new term. I've never heard of it before. It's called celebrity worship. Worship? It's an odd. Sometimes you say a word and you say it a few times and it sounds wrong the more you say it.
It's not worship. It's not like a battleship. It's worship.
Worship.
Yeah.
But now it sounds like an odd word. Worship.
Okay.
Celebrity worship syndrome.
Right.
It's when someone is basically obsessed with famous people. And it's a term experts have started using for people who get too fixated on a celebrity.
Well, obviously it happens. I mean, you've got stalkers and such, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's five signs that you suffer from CWS.
Okay.
You think about them constantly. They're always on your mind to the point that you can't focus on anything else.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You identify your identity is enmeshed. That's another odd word.
Okay.
With their own. So, like, if something bad happens to them, it feels like it happened to you.
Okay.
I think you suffer from that.
What?
Yeah, I think you've got that. You might have a bit of the CWS.
No, I don't think so.
No. Remember when Tiger had the car accident?
Right.
And I made fun of him and you got offended?
Right.
I think you might identify with Tiger Woods to the point where you felt his pain.
No, I don't think so.
I think you're blocking.
Okay.
You know what today is? Today is it's like therapy for you. I think you need to open up.
I think today is revealing the horrible person inside of you. You're trying to get me to agree with you.
I think you're masking too much.
Right. No, because I've seen this. There are people who are online constantly. And you have, you know, it started innocently with, like, the Inside Editions and the Entertainment Tonights. And through social media, that has taken on a whole new level with the TMZs and the Hollywood Insider and such where, you know, there are people who legit follow, stalk, track, you know, what people are doing and every waking moment dedicated to what the thoughts on that person.
I think this next one is also you.
Okay.
You try really hard to look like them. Copying their style is one thing, but people with CWS might also have multiple plastic surgeries. Now, you've never had that.
No.
But you do dress like sports figures.
I'm lazy in how I dress. I wear like track pants.
I watch
running
you,
shoes and for most days a hoodie of some sort.
I'll see you walk in the morning and after watching what's the golf thing?
Full swing.
I'm like, he dresses like all these guys.
Well, I'm a golfer. I golf.
You're not them.
No, I'm not them, but I tend to golf. Most of the stuff, apparel that I buy could be golf associated or related.
You have CWS.
No, I don't have
CWS.
Yes,
you do.
Well, here's a perfect example of how I don't.
Uh-huh.
Right? None of the hoodies and all of the stuff that I wear were Nike, right?
Right.
And none of them are now Sunday Red or whatever his brand is.
Oh, right. Oh, it'll be soon enough. You'll get it for Father's Day.
Well, maybe. Anyway. Or if they...
Actually,
if they sent me some, sure, I'll wear it.
Did you give away the $50 gift cards from?
Yeah.
Okay. So I did just different questions to get people
okay.
for every gift card. One of them was, what clothing apparel do I mock Lucky for constantly? And like six people said Under Armour.
That's right.
This isn't true because you have cobwebs in your wallet. It affects your finances.
Mm.
Although you probably spent a lot. Well, actually, no, maybe not. When you think of all the money you've spent on golf gear and hockey stuff.
Yeah, but that's for me to play. That's not.
It's affected your finances.
Yes, but for my playing of the game, not to follow Tiger around.
3 out of 5. Right. I'm just saying. And trying to figure out how to meet them in person. Plenty of fans want an autograph or a selfie, but people with celebrity worship syndrome might think that if they could just meet them once, they'd click and be best friends.
Hmm.
Like with you and JT the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tavares and I, yeah.
Yeah. 4 out of 5 you've got. And there's medication. You're suffering from CWS. Researchers say the best time of the day is 5 p.m., probably because we're finishing work. And the worst time of the day is 5 a.m. And we can tell you.
Yeah.
For a fact, that's true.
It's not a fun time.
It's
so that's horrible. Just worst time in general, not worst time for something, just worst time of the day.
Yeah, it's just based on our mood and other factors.
Right.
But yeah, 5 a.m. sucks.
Well, I guess it's for people who are awake at that time. Otherwise, 5 a.m. is just a great time.
Yeah.
Fast asleep.
It's funny how your body or your mind works. So I woke up at like 1 a.m. Last night and... I looked at the clock and I went, I got 3 more hours.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
The worst is when you wake up at like 3:50.
I got 10 minutes.
I got 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, there are times where sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and you felt like you've been asleep the whole night.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, wow, that was a good sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, I still got 2 hours to go. Great.
I've been noticing lately that my naps in the afternoon, and I know, yes, we nap. Okay, I get it. Many people, more than work all day, no right. Naps. We're spoiled little boys. Mm. I fully admit it. But I've been aggravated with myself because my naps have only been lasting like 45 minutes to an hour
okay.
Recently. Then I thought to myself, well, it's because you're going to bed at 9 p.m.
Do you really?
I've been going to bed early. Yeah.
Holy cow.
So I'm getting 7 hours.
Yeah.
So I really shouldn't even need that nap.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I went to bed. It was almost midnight last night.
What are you doing?
Well, we had hockey, so it was out
put
for $2 that.
$2 in the jar.
Uh-huh. Why two?
No, I said two.
We said it once.
No.
It was a loony.
No. We've upped it to a toonie.
When did we up that?
I said it the other day. Listen to the podcast. And you said, okay.
I don't listen to the podcast.
No, I know you don't. You barely listen to me when we're on the air.
We were out.
Every time you say the word hockey, you have to put a toonie in the jar. It all goes to charity.
We were out. And then late last night, we had bought a new couch. And so we moved the other one down to the basement, the sectional. And then the ones that were in the basement had to go out for the big garbage removal today. We called for a big removal. So I had to lift that up, the stairs and out the late last night.
So on average, what time do you go to bed?
I'd say 10:30. 10:30.
What are you doing? It's so late.
Right.
You work early in the morning. Get your arse in bed.
I don't know if I could go to sleep before that, to be honest. I'm not tired at that time of day. But then again, like we said, we nap, and I'll nap for an hour and a half in the middle of the afternoon.
I am a decade older than you.
Right.
We got to remember that. I mean, I know I look a decade younger. Keith Morrison from Dateline has been married to Matthew Perry's mom for some time. And he recently was speaking of Matthew Perry after his passing and said that he had been happier than he had ever been in a very long time leading up to his death. He said he was happy and he said so, and he hadn't said that for a long time. He said it's a source of comfort, but also he didn't get to have his third act, and that's not fair. He added that Matthew and his mother were closer than they had been in decades. And then I was just reading yesterday, I guess his will has been released, and Matthew's mom and dad, who are divorced, they divorced when he was quite young, they will get his estate,
okay. Which
basically is everything he gets from residuals from movies he was in or television shows he was in, and I think he was in a show called Friends,
yeah.
I believe.
It did okay.
Yeah, it did all right. It ended in 04. Since 04, he's been pocketing $20 million a year in residuals.
Really?
And his mom and dad.
Every year, or is that more
yearly.
Recent?
No, well, it says yearly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And even if that's just more recent, that's still a lot of dough.
Still a ton of dough, but I think they got a big influx when one of the streaming services, when Netflix picked it up, something like that. I think they paid a bunch of cash for that.
Says Matthew made a reported $20 million a year in residuals from Friends.
Wow. So and all of them would make that, right? Because they all kind of teamed up and signed on together.
Now, this is interesting. So all residuals, so anything he had, his homes, his cars, his artwork would all get sold off and be given to charity.
Okay.
And any residuals from that $20 million, so whatever that would mean, be it interest or whatever, also all going to charity, which is very nice of him to do.
Yeah.
But he did say in his will that any children that he might have had would get nothing.
Okay.
Because he was never married, and as far as we know, he never had children. So I guess he was just covering himself in case someone came
out of the woodwork
and said, interesting. Yeah, Matthew Perry knocked me up. And he had a girlfriend from 2003 to 2005 that he was going to propose to, and then they broke up. He left her in his will as well. I would have dated Matthew Perry. 2 years and you get a chunk of that? Not bad. She must have been like, how did this happen to me?
Kidding.
Because he dated a lot of women. I mean, he was with Julia Roberts for a long time.
Was he really?
Yeah. Yeah, if you read his book, he talks about how he blew that up because he was just like, what is she doing with me? Because this would have been at the height of her success.
Right.
And he was on Friends and he was doing fine, but she was a massive movie star.
Yeah.
And because of all of his drug and alcohol problems, he's just like, this isn't going to last. So I'm going to end it before she breaks my heart. Yeah. Anyhow. Yeah. So his mom and dad are going to do just fine.
So he pulled the It's Not You, It's Me, basically.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts.
He did. Olivia Munn revealed yesterday that she was diagnosed with breast cancer last year and underwent 4 surgeries in the last 10 months, including a double mastectomy. She said, I've kept the diagnosis and the worry and the recovery and the pain and the paper gowns private. I needed to catch my breath and get through some of the hardest parts before sharing. She was diagnosed with an aggressive form in both breasts despite testing negative for all cancer genes. She says, I'm hoping by sharing this, it'll help others find comfort, inspiration, and support. She also wanted to thank her boyfriend, John Mulaney. Of course, they've had a son together in the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
She says she wanted to thank him for the nights he spent researching what every operation and medication meant and what side effects and recovery I could expect. And for being there before I went into each surgery. And there when I woke up, he'd also placed framed photos of our little boy, Malcolm. So it'll be the first thing I saw when I opened my eyes. And that's all incredibly nice. Now, John Mulaney, his story is interesting. He was married before, left his wife, had huge cocaine.
He had some issues too, yeah.
Some issues. But, and I'm going to speak very honestly here. That's incredibly great what he did for her. And we should all do that for any human being that we're associated with, a family, a friend. But there must be some part of him who thinks, how did I get myself in this? You know what I mean? like he was dating this beautiful actress.
Right.
He got her pregnant. He probably, they had a baby together. Okay. Obviously they're together. They've had a kid. I don't know if they're getting married or not getting married, but they haven't been together all that long. Now all of a sudden he's holding her hands through this whole process.
Right.
There is a very selfish side of me that would be like, what?
Very selfish, incredibly selfish
and,
side of you.
And you know what? If you can't honestly think the same or admit the same thing, you're a liar. Because I think we would all think in our darkest moments, how did I end up in this pool?
Right. I think perhaps. Listen, he was, as you said, he was no angel.
No.
Right?
No, but that's got nothing to do with this. I'm just saying
but
the
maybe
commitment.
Some karma has come back and play. You think, all right.
Well, I don't believe in any of that. I'm just saying that there are moments when we think, and it can be in any situation, because it's even tough, like when you're married and your partner is going through anything, be it the grieving of a lost parent or something, you know, yes, you feel, but it, there are moments where you go, oh, this is too much. And I'm just being honest. Yeah. And I think we all think that at times.
Well,
the selfish side of us comes out and goes, really? We're going to drag this on this long? Yeah.
I don't know if there's, I don't want to call it like a limit to our empathy.
Mm. But there is.
But there is. Yeah. Yes. Like, obviously, is it resentment at some point, or just, you just grow tired of it?
I don't know. And I don't think it's wrong to admit that, because we have, you know, certainly we feel for our spouse. If they lose a parent, you're like, oh, this is terrible. Let's deal with this.
Mm.
But when you're with somebody for a long time, there's also that extra commitment. You've been here for me through things, and I've been here for you through things. It goes back and forth. It's a seesaw. Olivia Munn was not with him during all his rehab. He met her after. He's dealing with all of this with her now, and they've only been together a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, he might at his... late in the night when he's sitting on the couch thinking, I could have just had sex with her and left. And if you think I'm horrible for saying so, yeah. I'm just being completely honest. And if you don't think you would have ever thought that, you're a liar. And I think we all think that, because we have the saint and the sinner in all of us.
Right. Well, tough to say. I mean, obviously.
No,
obviously
not tough to say.
No, it is. Because when you're talking about a cancer diagnosis here, that's a bit different.
Okay, you start dating some girl. A couple of years. Okay, you're dating. Now, you get her pregnant. Oh, okay, we're pregnant now.
All right.
Then she comes down with this, and she gets a double mastectomy.
Right.
And you're up. She's had four surgeries, and it's been however long. You're telling me you'd just be stoic and standing beside her the entire time? Well, or you wouldn't think, I'd just rather go out and have wings and beer with my friends and not worry about this anymore and not have this on my plate?
Well, I think any natural human being at some point would just want to break from it, in the sense that, like, oh my goodness, it's tough to deal with. But if you love this person and you envision yourself spending the rest of your life with them, then you're going to help them through that, obviously. But as I said, it's a cancer diagnosis. It's a bit different, right? If she had migraines, and you're thinking, boy, like, how long does this go on? When are we going to get to the bottom of this, right? Is it a tapeworm in her head, like we saw her the other day? Like, let's figure this thing out, right? When or something that, you know, and that could be sort of the tough part about mental illness as well, right? Or depression.
Anybody.
Like, how do you deal with that, or any addictions?
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. He has been no saint before. Now, she wasn't with him through that, but, you know, he was no saint in all of that. He must realize at some point he was a tough person to live with.
Yes. All I'm saying in the grand scheme of things is that
you're an evil person, is what you're saying.
Oh, no. I'm saying I'm an honest person. I'm saying that there are moments when you're dealing with something that your spouse or partner has, be it cancer or anything, there are moments when you will think, I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Yeah, you want a break.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Is that and when you're with somebody for a very long time, there is more of a commitment. I'm just saying, he met her, they dated.
What you're saying is, you took a really nice story of a guy showing some compassion and dedication to the mother of his child and said, maybe he wants out.
I'm saying that we could have just told this story and done exactly that. Oh, isn't that great? Or had an honest conversation about where would somebody be at that stage. Again, you and Adrian, me and Maria, kids, long time together, that's one thing. I'm just saying, if you were dating somebody for a couple of years and this happened, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
One hand on the parachute.
Maybe. And again, I would always, because you do what you need to do and your better senses, if you're a decent enough human being, you will continue to support and help. I'm just saying, there are moments when you think, I'd like to leave.
So hang on. So, because there are people who pull the chute.
Yes.
In that situation. Happened, yeah. Are they awful people?
I would say so.
Like thinking it is one thing, doing it another.
I'd like to kill somebody every now and then. I'd like to commit murder. I have horrendous, horrible thoughts in my head. I don't do them. Yes, if Maria was stricken with a horrible disease, goat forbid, I of course would be by her side. But I'm honest in my admitting that there would be moments where I'd be like, I can't deal with this anymore.
Well, for sure.
That's all. You just said it.
Yeah.
You finally agreed.
But that's the struggle, right? Anyone would go through that.
I'm not saying I would bail.
No, but anyone would go through that struggle. It's tough to deal with.
Yeah.
It's tough to watch someone, whatever feelings you have for it. It's tough to watch someone go through that.
Yeah. And I guess I'm just kind of tying it to the timeline in that they've only been together a short period of time. Like if you and Adrian had been only in a couple of years,
right,
and she got stricken down with something terrible, I'm telling you, you were in your whatever you were, late 20s,
yeah,
or you would have kind of looked around and thought, I really want to put up with this? Do I got to deal with this?
Woe is me.
They weren't married. They aren't married. Yes, they have a kid together.
Right.
But she's an actress. That's tough. That's even tougher. The long-term commitment, if Adrian, God, goat forbid, or Maria, or whoever, yes, of course you're there for them. You made a commitment. But a couple of years in, I'd kind of be looking for a bus ticket. That's all I'm saying. That's all. People are tired of the reboots, the sequels, the remakes of movies, and even young people are saying, come on up with some original content, because that's all we seem to get in the theaters these days, and
right,
they're fed up now with the reboots. Although, as much as millennials and Gen Z want original content, they are streaming nonstop The Office or Friends still, which is why Matthew Perry
put you 20 million.
20 millionaire. And Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt presented a stuntman in their new Fall Guy movie, which is a remake, funny enough, of the 1980s Lee Majors TV show, The Fall Guy.
Right.
They've made a movie out of it. It's coming out in May.
Well, the kids aren't asking for less remakes of that because they've never heard of The Fall Guy.
No, that's right. But they presented this stuntman with a Guinness Book of World Records award. Because back in 2022 in Australia, when they filmed the movie, this guy, this stuntman, broke the record for the most cannon rolls in a car with 8.5. He surpassed the previous record of 7 set by a stuntman in Casino Royale in 2006.
Mm.
And a cannon roll is where they take a car and they put a cannon-like apparatus beneath it so it shoots the car up into the air.
Yeah.
And the vehicle reaches a designated speed, the mechanism kicks in, and it propels the car into a series of rolls.
There was a dude in that car?
And he did 8.5 rolls.
Whew. Yeah. I remember the Casino Royale scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Aston Martin.
That was 7 rolls.
Wow.
This guy did 8.5. New poll found the average person spends about $3,000 a year on restaurant food. As soon as I read that, I thought that seems like a crazy amount of money, but it's only about $250 a month, which again, if you're thinking of just one person, that's a lot.
Right.
But if you go out as a couple, even twice a month and grab food.
$250?
Yeah, easy.
It's nothing. We did fast food basically for the family the other day. It was $70, I think.
Right. But this is saying the average person. $3,000. Do you think you spend $250 a month on yourself in restaurant food? Probably not.
No, if I'm on the road, that's different.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, probably yes. Definitely yes. But in general, no.
Right. Yeah, it seems like a lot. But then, you know what? I just think with Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes and all of this stuff, I think for a different generation, I mean, you have condos now that don't even have kitchens in them. They got a microwave.
Yeah.
You know, so I just think that a lot of people are dining out.
Do you have, like, your banking app or your bank or credit card, does it have the spending allotment? Does it show you where your money is spent?
I'm sure I could look that up.
Because I know, like, mine, it's available. I've never engaged it. Where like, it'll tell you, you know, you're spending so much at restaurants, so much at this or that or entertainment.
Right.
Or, and it'll break it down for you. Like, I don't think I want to know.
The only thing I've ever done, and I do it maybe once a year, maybe twice, usually around tax time, is I will sit down and I'll do a real breakdown of money coming in and money going out.
Forensic accounting?
Yeah. I mean, I'm certainly no accountant and I'm sure I'm missing things, but I, you know, have kind of round figures. And I, every time I'm like, oh, look at this. Even through all of that, we're still up a couple of hundred or this or that.
Yeah.
And yet I'm always behind like $400 and $500 a month. So I know like all of us we're overspending and there's places we could cut. Like we put everything on our Visa.
Yeah.
You know, for the points, right? And I have a budget for that and we blow it by it every single time. And I just think, well, if I be more realistic and increase that budget, we're still going to blow by it.
Right. Yeah, you often get updates. You'll see that, or when you log into your bank account, it'll say, well, you're spending more than usual. Or it's kind of like, I know with iPhone, every week they'll tell you what your screen time was
right
for the week. Like, okay. You know, your screen time was up 24%. You're like, ah, freak, no way. Or you find a way to justify it, right? Like, oh, yeah, but, you know, the Oscars were on and I was tweeting while right. It was happening.
I have some sort of fitness app on my phone that's supposed to pop up and congratulate you when you've walked so much or never seen it. Don't even know where it is on my phone. I have no idea.
You never hit the milestone.
No, I guess not. A couple of times. Like, I'm like, what is this?
Congratulations. Yeah. You moved.
You got off the couch. We were thought you were dead. You got off the human shelf. Maria, somewhere along the line, got some app on her phone through our banking that shows whenever, like, anything that goes on with her banking, she gets some alert.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, you're at the LCBO again? I say, cost of doing business, babe.
That's right.
Cost of doing business. Anyhow, we spend about $250 a month on fast food or just restaurants in general. And then somebody said, you know, to scale that back, why can't we order off the kids' menu? And I've often thought that. Like, I'm not a huge eater. So I'll tell you honestly, like, if Maria and I went out to a steakhouse, and maybe it's age, too, but now we just split, like, apps. Or we literally could, if we had a steak, we'd split a steak dinner. I can't eat a whole massive, like, keg steak and all the sides. I just can't.
Really?
I've never been a big eater anyhow. I love food. I enjoy food. I actually like cooking food more than I enjoy eating it, I think. But just as I'm aging, I just find I cannot put back piles and piles of food. So
yeah.
Lots of times I look back or I look at the kids menu and I think, boy, those chicken tenders and fries look perfect.
I think Ricky Gervais did a bit on this at one point too, where same thing. He was with a kid and they were ordering, you know, fish and chips and said, oh, we'll take two of the kids' meals.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm not that hungry. And she's like, well, you can't do that. And I think that, you know, the restaurants base it on the fact that, you know, there's an offer, but you're not expecting a table full of kids to come in and have kids' meal. It's offset by the fact that adults are eating too. Same with the kids eat free.
Right, right.
I mean, that's why you have to order an adult meal in order to get a free kids' meal.
And you're at that stage of parenthood where the kids now, everything they do from clothing and food are all now in the adult department. Like, I remember the sticker shock I felt when David was playing hockey, I'll put a toonie in.
Right.
When David was playing hockey, there's another toonie, where I, every year, a couple of years, whatever it was, he had to get new skates, and he was always in the kids section. And I remember it being like, I don't know, $100. Now, this is going back some time. So like $100 or $150 or something for his skates. And then the year we went that his foot had gone into adult.
Oh, man.
And it went to like $400 or something. And I'm like, how the hell did this happen?
Yeah, well, back that truck up now. It's, you know, the kids skate, like the toddler skate, will cost you $150.
Wow.
And then you go into it. Now, at least they have like, there's a junior and an intermediate.
Right.
Before you get to senior or adult. So there is kind of a break at that level, but that break is still $400 before it gets up to $800.
I had his toes chopped off. But it's the same then with restaurants, right? Once they get past the kids menu,
well, that's
you
it.
Go They're out like, to dinner and they want the full meal.
Even fast food. Now, we talked about this before earlier, and someone had said what they do is get two kids meals. Like, if you're going to, like, the McNuggets, if you're getting get 2 4-packs, 2 Happy Meals, is cheaper than the adult 6-pack combo or something.
That's
which, I'm not sure. They said you can get 2 extra nuggets for that. I don't know. If that's the case, then yeah, that's what we're doing.
I wonder if you could go, like, 'cause all restaurants now, since COVID, still most of them will offer some sort of takeout. What if you just went in and said, I'll take 2 kids meals? 'Cause you're not sitting down at a table. You know what I mean? Like, say just for Maria and I.
Yeah.
We just want fish and chips or whatever, but the full order is too much.
Yeah.
So
well,
just go in.
I guess if two of you could just split one adult one.
I guess we could. But I want the toy. I love the toy. We were just talking earlier about how new cars with all their smart features are able to basically rat you out to your insurance company.
Uh-huh.
And I just read this. The dashboard touchscreens in most modern cars run up to 14 times more code than a Boeing 787.
Where did I was taking an Uber the other day, and it was like the Uber, the big one, Uber Black. And it was like one of those big Escalade, like massive SUV things. There's a few of us going in. But the screen on it was bigger than most computer monitors.
Yeah, probably.
Like, it was, like, it looked like a laptop was attached to the front of the vehicle.
Larger than most TV screens.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I can believe it runs more code than a Boeing 787, because most Boeing planes can barely get in the air. And when they do, the doors pop off. There's only 2 people who have sold 100 million albums worldwide as a solo artist and 100 million as a part of a group.
Okay.
Can you guess who those two artists are?
100 million as a solo artist and as a group.
Both of these individuals are from England.
Okay. I would say McCartney.
Yes.
Would be one.
Mm-hmm.
The second, my first guess would have been like a Phil Collins.
You're right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Good on you. Look All at right. you.
Yeah.
Look
not
at
bad.
You.
Not bad.
Yeah. I mean, if we were talking hockey stats, you would have rhymed off everybody. Billy Crystal turned down the chance to play Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story, so it went to Tim Allen. When Pixar found out Billy Crystal called it the biggest mistake of his career, they offered him the role of Mike in Monsters, Inc.
And he accepted. Oh, no way.
Yeah. Cisco Phones released a product called the iPhone in 1998. It was a desk phone with a sliding keyboard and a touch screen. It flopped, but they still sued Apple for using the name 9 years later.
Of course they did.
The lawsuit was eventually settled. Cisco even around anymore? I was watching a movie the other day and I saw it on the phone and I thought,
I mean, using our technology, we probably have them here in the station.
We're using the 1998 Cisco iPhone, actually.
Ours is Electrolux.
We got a great deal on it. As recently as 10 years ago, the country with the most citizens named Hitler was Peru.
Okay.
They have more than 2,300 Hitlers.
Really?
Yeah. Strange. We call chicken and turkey legs drumsticks, because it wasn't polite to say the word leg at the dinner table in the 1700s and 1800s.
Oh.
Thighs and breasts were called dark meat and white meat back then for the same reason.
They still do that in restaurants, right?
Not the dark meat or the white meat?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah. Although when you look at a, I think when you go to like Swiss Chalet, you'll say, I'll take a quarter chicken breast. You'll say breast.
I think it's quarter chicken white meat only.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I think I still say breast, and then I flip my hair, give him a wink. Like a chicken 36D breast, please. Yeah, well, I know that they'll ask, do you want white meat or dark meat, which is a, drives me crazy, too, because when you want the white meat, which the lovely Maria always wants the white meat.
Right.
You got to pay extra.
Yes.
Poor dark meat. Racist, that's what I say. So, yeah. I could kill it.
I know if you're buying right turkey, like you can buy just turkey breast, of course, chicken breast as well.
Yeah.
They won't just sell this chicken white meat.
Right. It says on the labeling, breast, skinless
bones. But I think in the restaurants, I want to say they do it as white and dark.
When was the last time you were in a restaurant?
It's been a while.
When was the last time you ordered a white chicken breast?
It's been a while.
I'll just have wings with all the sauces, please.
Rock Mornings with Craig Venn and Lucky. 94.9 The Rock.